The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
From fierce typhoons and tight budgets to losing its dancers to cruise ships and theme parks, Ballet Philippines has weathered almost every type of storm. But as it celebrates its 50th anniversary, the renowned arts organization is determined to show it will go on. Funding is difficult to secure, and there is little money for necessities such as dancers' salaries or even shoes. But more than 30,000 people watched the troupe's productions last year, a solid accomplishment in a nation where millions live on less than $2 a day. One of the biggest challenges is keeping the dancers it has trained. Principal dancer Denise Parungao, who started out as a $40 a month apprentice at the troupe, says she relied on family to help pay her rent and understands why others left.
In Ballet Philippines, a dancer wears that for the whole month. They put glue, they varnish, they do everything just to make it last.
Ballet Philippines remains on a short list of developing nations that have their own ballet troupes, including Vietnam, China, Cuba, and Brazil. Cultural Center of the Philippines Artistic Director says the troupe's reputation confirms it is one of the best in Asia. Bottle cap noses and long pink hair made from shredded plastic bags create special puppets manipulated by Indonesian school children who are taking their show on the road to the capital, Jakarta, from their home on the central island of Lombok. In a year when young people worldwide have followed the example of Swedish teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg in flagging environmental concerns, these Indonesian students are using plastic items to make the puppet characters that teach the importance of protecting the environment. The founder, Abdul Latif, wants people to understand how serious the problem is.
Small amounts of waste that we are hoarding in our homes can become a big ghost. It can fill the guts of dead whales and get stuck in the noses of dead turtles at sea. If we underestimate the amount of trash, it can cause bigger problems.
Latif's troupe started to make puppets from plastic waste last year. It is a disposal method that generates educational material for audiences dominated by children in a country home to a strong tradition of shadow puppetry known as wayang kulit. Most of the puppeteers are aged from about 7 to 16. They collect and sort through waste from their own neighborhoods, washing plastic containers and painting faces on paper cups before assembling the figurines using bamboo sticks. They seem to be fully on board with the environmental message. For VOA Business Scene, I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from the Voice of America.